This is Practical Software, the show that seeks out strategies, methodologies, and technologies that make software engineering projects succeed.
Hello, folks. Welcome to another edition of Practical Software. As always, this is Sanjeev Nambudri, and I have another fascinating guest here with me today. Today, I have with me Alcina Vershnowski of SAP. Hi, Alcina. How are you?
Hi, Sanjeev.
Alcina leads the global support team across all lines of business within SAP Mobile Services, and she supports customers worldwide, reaching an estimated 6 billion people now. She has over 20 years of management, sales, ops, support, and project management experience. What we'll be talking to her about is how customer service can form a key part of product life cycle. So, Alcina, let's start with what would you say are the customer care must-dos for 2016, given that we've kind of just entered the new year?
Well, first of all, Sanjeev, thank you for having me on your program. I'm very excited to participate in this. In general, I see really six must-dos for 2016, and it's ensuring that you have multiple customer care models, that your customer care models are really defined to take care of your customers. And you also want to make sure you have a model that reaches for those enterprise customers so you can take care of them as well. It also includes things like self-service tools for your customers, proactive system monitoring, incorporating customer feedback into your continuous improvement process, handling escalations, and then, you know, last but not least, appreciating your staff.
Excellent. So let's talk about these in turn. So you talked about different customer care models. So what kind of different customer care models are out there, and what kind of situation would be suited to, you know, each of these different models?
You have to look at the types of services that you offer, and you want to make sure that your standard support model covers most of your customers' needs. It could be via web-based interaction, it could be via chat, it could be telephone line, but you want to be able to cover a majority of your customers on the standard support model. And then when it comes to reaching for those enterprise customers, you are going to have to provide some premium support options that are more high-touch, more personalized care options, things like a support account manager that the customer could reach out to, monthly reporting, 24/7 telephone support. If you don't have a support model that reaches for those big customers, chances are they won't sign up with you. So you want to be able to cover all those types of customers.
Sure. Before we go into the other items that you mentioned, let's take a couple of steps back into the product lifecycle, product architecture, product development. What considerations should these teams, you know, take into account so that eventually customer care efforts are helped?
Well, that's an excellent question. In fact, my next two must-dos for 2016 really tie in to the software development team. It's self-service tools. When we create a product or a service, we need to also create tools for the customers to come in, write their own reports. For us, we're delivering text messages, so customers need to see the delivery outcomes. What are those messages, and what do those messages mean, and what can they do to potentially correct a problem? So the software developer should be thinking about what kind of tools can I give the customer so that they can self-service and not have to reach in for support. The other thing that's important is the system monitoring. The basic implementation should include proactive system monitoring and notifications that go out to a 24/7 team. But a better implementation includes automated system corrections with notifications that go to the technical team for review during normal business hours. The goal here is we want to catch and fix these issues before the customers notice them.
Sure. So let's talk a little bit more about self-service. And there is, you know, there has often been a role of community where users help each other. Can you talk through a little bit more about how self-service tools and community could help customer care?
Yes, a community is actually a good idea, but you need to staff it so that you have somebody monitoring it. For SAP Mobile Services, we do have a community where We have our information out there available for customers and for prospects. We're very proactive in sharing information. And also the customers need to have a web-based ticket portal that they can use to create tickets, update, search their support tickets, as well as search for solutions.
Sure. Also, you talked about feedback, and customer care is often the front line for customer feedback. So how can you talk about any best practices around how to get that feedback back into the product development or to the sustenance engineering teams?
Well, oftentimes the feedback is done annually, and I don't think that's often enough. You need more timely information coming back directly for the customers. So one of the things that we do is we actually ask a customer, basically after we've provided them with support, were they satisfied? And do they have any suggestions for us? Certainly, if a customer responds that they weren't satisfied, we immediately audit that ticket, and we're looking for ways, what could we have done to make things better? And we're constantly improving our processes. And then also asking them what suggestions they had. Often that leads back to the software development team. You know, I'd really like that your, you know, reporting tool also included the ability to search on X, Y, and Z. So that's good feedback for our support teams. So in general, when we do a survey after each ticket, it has to be very, very simple. It's really only one question and one suggestion because you want to increase the odds that the customer will take the time to respond.
Sure. And how about the kind of integration between customer care and product engineering, like especially sustenance engineering and ongoing product maintenance efforts? How, any stories that you have or any best practices or tips that you have seen work especially well for you?
Well, first off, when a customer reaches out, if it's not a trivial item that we can just fix on our own, we will go to level two and level three. Level three often being, as you know, the software engineer. And so they're really looped in right from each and every ticket that requires their attention. But one of the things that I would recommend is ensuring that you have a really close partnership between your customer support team and your software development. When a developer understands the types of tickets coming in and they start to see these repeat scenarios, they know firsthand what can be done to prevent that from occurring in the first place. Whereas a customer support individual might not think of that, the software developer would think of it. So it's really important to have frequent dialogue with them and share the type of issues that are coming in from customers so they can look for ways to avoid those issues altogether.
Excellent. That seems to lead, you know, allow us to lead into the next question, which is about escalations, which you had mentioned. So is that how you would handle escalations also, or is this only when there is feedback which would actually call for a change in product features?
Well, handling escalations, I was referring to that there will be situations that the customer is not going to be happy, where it could be an urgent scenario, and you need to be able to have a plan in place to address these types of escalations. And you also need to communicate out to your customer on how to trigger an escalation process. If you've already built a strong relationship with your software development team, it actually internally is very easy to handle, because we'll already agree amongst each other how we will trigger the on-call, how we will address, you know, what's considered a severity one escalation, and, you know, how we're all going to work together to resolve it, potentially even getting on a telephone bridge and working as a team to resolve it. But at the end of the day, from a customer perspective, the goal is to be genuine with your customers. They put their trust in us because they purchased our products and services. And so we need to make sure that we own the issue, we correct the issue, and we implement preventative measures to keep it from happening again.
Fair enough. You touched upon system monitoring. Can you tell us a little bit more about what would be the must-do on system monitoring in 2016?
Yes. Now, certainly, it depends on the type of system you have, but, you know, are your servers up and running? What's your capacity? Are you monitoring the logs that are coming in, whether it is system logs, operating services logs, application logs. You need to be able to track what's happening, have alerting systems in place. If it's a standard type of issue, have corrective scripts in place that notify, let's say, your SysEng or your NetEng team to look at it during the daytime. You need to stay on top of security issues on your servers and make sure you have always the latest patches in place to protect your servers and your customers' data as well. So it really is about looking at all of the components, architecture components of your system, and making sure at any place something could break, there is a way to monitor and alarm on it.
Sure. Right. And coming to the last item that you mentioned, which is appreciating your staff, and obviously we can see the need for that because this is the front line where they are dealing with customer issues. What can you say about the best practices that you have in mind here?
Well, certainly, you know, everybody says happy staff take better care of your customers. And so when you're appreciating your staff, it's not just your customer support staff. Although customer support isn't always easy because when customers are often contacting you when there's an issue, so they're not happy. And your goal is to turn that experience around. But we're looking for things that are a little bit like gamification, where you are recognizing people for the good work that they do. You're measuring all the compliments that are coming in. You're creating a mechanism for people to kind of pat each other on the back. And you also need to make sure you're including your level 2 and your level 3 support. Oftentimes, it's your software developer that comes in to the rescue. So you need to make sure that you're appreciating their work as well.
Very good. Very interesting, Asin. I think I want to thank you for the information you have provided. We've not previously had a podcast which talks about customer service and customer care, but it clearly is a very key part of the product lifecycle. Before we close, is there any website or any blog that you can recommend to our listeners where they can get more information about customer care and specifically about the things you've mentioned?
Certainly, you know, you can just search on customer care. There's a lot of great information out there. One of the things that I like to look at are ISO standards or ITIL standards when it comes to customer support because they build in continuous improvement. So I would recommend looking at ITIL or ISO standards for customer support.
Interesting. Thank you so much, Asin. I think that was a lot of wonderful information on behalf of all of the TPM group members, and I'm sure they'll enjoy, you know, listening to this conversation. Thank you so much.
Okay, my pleasure, and thank you, Sanjeev.
So that's it, folks. Another great conversation, this time on the issue of customer service and how it's an important part of the product lifecycle. I look forward to bringing another great guest to you very soon. Till then, this is Sanjeev saying bye.